All right. Thank you, Stevie Wonder, house band here at the Mostly True Radio Show with a little You Ain't Done Nothing, which is our intention. I have a treat for you. Like I said, we have Grace McRae back. Yay!
Hello. Happy New Year.
Yes. How long's it been?
I don't know. Maybe a month? Close to a month, probably.
Wow. You don't love us anymore.
Yeah, the holidays. You know how they get.
Well, yeah. And you were so busy. I mean, that's your busy time.
Yes.
All your crazy work stuff. So you are forgiven.
Okay. It's clean slate. New
that's
year.
Right, that's right. So you had a little holiday, though.
Yes.
And you went to Bali.
Bali.
The Bali man. Wow.
Yes. It took many flights and... I was saying, I'm not sure, to be honest, if it's worth everyone's time to run over to Bali. I mean, it's beautiful and very relaxing, but there's so many options. Well,
where did you stay? Did you stay in a hotel or did you stay in one of those huts that's on stilts?
Nothing that glamorous. No, we stayed in an actual hotel room, you know, the elevator, the whole nine yards. But we stayed at two different hotels and they both had these pretty complex swimming pool situations. I don't know.
Really?
It's not just one swimming pool, but there's like multiple pools that are sometimes connected, sometimes not. And
swim bar?
I think at least the first one did. We were very healthy. We did the swim up bar and got coconuts rather than alcohol.
Boring. Here comes a big tip. Coconuts on vacation. Wow.
What'd you do over the holidays?
Well, I stayed in a Motel 6 with a kidney pool. It's about half filled.
Yes.
Green.
Screaming kids.
I think it was a hot dog floating in the water. No swim bar at Hotel 6. They did keep the light on for me though. No, I just stayed here. Can you believe it rained?
What?
Yes. It is worth traveling a million miles to get out of this rain.
I know.
Even if it's just for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm so sick of it.
I know.
But I guess it's better than fire.
Yes.
Australia.
Yes.
Crikey.
Which is my dad's home country.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of there just in time.
Exactly. he saw the writing on the wall 25 years, or 30 years ago, rather. Yeah.
I guess like 30% of the koalas.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
They're all dehydrated because there's no water anymore.
Because they get water from the eucalyptus leaves. Mm-hmm. They don't like drink it out of pools typically. But I did see a clip where these cyclists stopped.
I saw this.
Yeah.
That was very sweet.
Well, I wouldn't have done that. Like, hey, come on, I'm thirsty too, pal. I got another 30 miles to go here. No, I would have done it. Well, first of all, was a koala bear chasing them like a dog?
No.
I mean, how did this hold?
They don't move fast. I bet you was just sitting there and they came across him and they approach, which is very rare. Apparently, koalas do not really want to hang around people normally, so they keep to themselves.
Because I think they have chlamydia.
Oh,
I think it's one of the things that they are a carrier. Kind of like armadillos, our friend, are carrier of leprosy.
What? Still?
Yeah. Because they have a body temperature that's lower than a lot of mammals. So the leprosy microorganism can live on their body. Yummy.
Weird. Yeah, I won't be playing with any armadillos anymore, thanks to that.
Yeah, not as cute now, are they?
I'm not going to cuddle at them anymore.
Oh, that's your fun fact for the day. What else we got going on? Tell us some news of the world.
Well, I was very excited because in my, I did a little research because I really shut off my computer over the holidays.
Good for you.
So I didn't really stumble across any weird news organically. So I did a little research and I was very excited to find a local story.
What? Really?
Yes. So apparently just this past week, near West Richland, Washington, which I've never been to, but it's Washington State, a highway, it was State Route 240, was closed in both directions for 10 hours after several cars were trapped in tumbleweeds.
No way. Oh, I did see that.
It's there was this tumbleweed situation where some of them were 15 feet tall.
That is tumbleweed sex. They all glom on to each other. Huh.
They're all chasing each other. Yeah, so apparently it took a while for the State Department of Transportation to clear the scene, and they had to use snow plows to get some of them off. Yeah.
Well, I used to have a dental practice in the high desert of California, Hesperia, Victorville, Barso area. And I remember some of my patients would complain because you had to let the wind take care of the tumbleweeds.
Mm.
But if your ranch or your property was such that you had a fence up and they all collected on your fence, that's just your bad luck, pal. And, you know, if the wind blows that way, too bad. And you can't use an artificial ignition, like if you want to burn them and get rid of them. So I don't know. You had to just get rid of them like with a pitchfork and crush them up and take them to the dump, I guess.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure there was some artificial ignition involved to get rid of these.
Yes.
Yeah, they're nasty.
I know. They don't look... You wouldn't want to get hit by one with bare skin because it looks like you just get totally cut up.
You know, they're doing the big duel in the Western and one goes between the gunfighters.
Yeah.
That's no big deal. All right, but 1,500 come plowing in there, pal. See how tough you are. Well, let's see. Florida's off to a great start this year. I think I just need to read the headline. Naked Florida man arrested for biting police dog on the ear while high on meth. Wow.
Wow, it doesn't get any more classy than that.
Where do you
Poor
start
dog.
With that? Well, it's true. The dog was probably running for his life, and meth man caught up with it and bit it. That's probably what happened. I'm not going after that guy. Woo.
Tables turned. Wow.
That's right. Man bites dog. Now that's news. Oh, Florida, man.
Never a dull moment in Florida.
Let's see. I got another one. This one's from California, I think. Nope. Pennsylvania. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Police are looking for two men who stole 50 pairs of jeans. I guess they were Wranglers. Whoa, it's my first dad joke of the year.
Bada bing, bada bing.
I need, what's it called? But I'm bumped. What's that called? Doesn't have a name.
Not that I know of.
Dang it.
But I know what you're talking about. And I wonder how you steal them from, was it all at once?
They waddled out, I guess, wearing 25.
Each.
I don't know. But the proprietor's very angry with them.
I bet.
Yes.
50, that could clear out your whole stock if there's some stores.
It could.
I wonder if they were all in the same size or an assortment of sizes.
Let me see here. Now I got to read the article. Stole the jeans around on December 26th. Maybe thought just Black Friday, maybe just a clearance sale. Not a very big article. It just says, they just stole them. They really don't say. But they totaled in value $2,500. That seems kind of
What's that? $50 a
five into 250 is what? $50 a piece?
Yeah. So that's about average, right?
Like
a pair of Gap jeans are probably there.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a lot of coordination. Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it.
I wonder if you have a buyer set up before you steal this or you steal it on spec. I don't know.
A different thing that in the retail world is in California, so on the other side of the country, Dr. Phil McGraw. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the bald guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just put his Beverly Hills home up for sale for $5.75 million.
Okay.
But that's not the newsworthy part of the story, but it's the actual house. I guess there had never been photos of his inside of his house posted publicly before. Mm-hmm. And it is the oddest house I've ever seen. And apparently somebody called it, quote, it looks like NRA lobbyists dropped acid.
Really?
Because in the dining room, which is very opulent, everything's over the top. But in the dining room, on one wall, is a bunch of automatic weapons on the wall.
Like, wow.
Can you imagine having Thanksgiving dinner with like AK-47 staring at you?
Yeah, every conversation's pretty quiet. Hey, let's just talk about baseball.
And the grand staircase, which looks very grand, is actually adorned with a bunch of snakes. Like, the whole thing is made out of bronze snakes.
Creepy.
It's very odd. And he's supposed to be the bastion of like mental health.
And reason and sanity. And
It just goes to show everyone's a little quirky.
I got the guns because I got snakes. Well, that's why I got them. Dang, girl.
So if you're looking for a very odd house and you've got nearly $6 million to drop, that's the one for you.
Man, and he's making some dough.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe he's stealing it with bank robbery with all his
weapons.
Yeah.
Boy, Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I'll never look at him the same now.
I won't either. And he's not a doctor, is he? I mean, he's not a physician. I mean, he's just a armchair psychologist, I think.
I think so. Because I think his claim to fame was he was involved in, remember when Oprah was sued for saying something bad about beef?
No, I don't remember that.
It was like in the
I do remember
late
when
90s
that happened.
Or something. Yes.
Yes, the beef council like sued her.
Yes, and it was apparently a big deal and a lot of money was on the line. And he was on her defense team. And that was his job, was kind of in the legal world. And I think some of it had to do with understanding psychology as it pertains to legal cases. But yeah, I don't think he wasn't a practicing psychologist or anything. Yeah.
Sounds like he was a lobbyist for the NRA. Gee whiz.
Very interesting.
Well, Louisiana man holds a gun to his son's head.
Oh, no.
Son's 9 years old.
Oh.
For drinking the last Dr. Pepper. maybe a Coke Zero, but Dr. Pepper, really?
Is that worth violence?
man, oh, man. That's kind of weird.
Wow. But what would happen if he ate the last Dorito?
I know it. Or had the last cigarette. Don't even want to think about it. Well, he's arrested.
Wow. Yeah, the tensions must be very high in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
with
yeah.
the, you know, the thing sinking under the ocean, the whole state.
Mm.
I guess that, you know, put you on edge.
Mm.
Of course, you know, I've seen these specials of these islands, outer islands, that are submerging. And everyone said, no, it's not global warming.
Nah.
It's erosion.
Oh.
I mean, they concede that their island is disappearing. And it's just like, wow, it's the mental gymnastics you have to go through to deny everything that points to this. I don't get it. And they are personally being affected by it. Nope, not global warming.
Wow. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember reading a story about there's a native community in Louisiana. I don't know if you've heard of this, but they're an island community who basically had to abandon their home and move inland, and that kind of the kind of loss of culture that you have in a situation like that, and kind of a community has to disperse, and yeah, it was kind of sobering.
What if that happened here? What if they said, hey, you know, Vashon's sick, you got to go to Burien. Like, what? I'm going to lose my culture in Burien. Wow.
What the keep Vashon weird stickers won't make sense anymore.
Right.
Well, if you want to go a couple states, I think, north, in Kentucky, a woman gave her probation officer a dog urine sample during her drug screening. So she was arrested for tampering with physical evidence.
You have distemper. And you can't work here, sorry.
And you've got some worms.
Exactly. Ah, wow.
Imagine collecting.
Good dog.
Oh, oh poor pup.
Well, yeah, that collection.
I wonder if it was her dog or some random dog she found on the street.
Dog inspector, could you? Maybe had some dog drug problems. Could you pee in the cup here, please?
Yeah, random check.
That's right. Wow. But kind of going back, one last thing on the Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I read that the island they make Tabasco sauce is at risk of not being able to sustain the peppers because of the rising sea levels.
Imagine if all that Tabasco sauce got in the ocean. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, now it just got real. Now I'm unhappy with the way Louisiana's fallen in the ocean. Anyway.
Tabasco.
Two men had a fight. And I'm going to give you one guess what country they're from. And I'll give you this clue. The fight involved each one had a hockey stick.
Oh, Canada.
Yes. The most Canadian fight ever. I don't know if it was over Dr. Pepper, but...
Probably poutine.
Poutine. The one that had to eat it. No, I love poutine. But this is more of a Montreal thing. I think this was in Toronto. I don't have it as much. Mm. Yeah. I saw a picture of the most Canadian thing ever, and it was a Mountie taking a slap shot on a frozen over pond into a goalie. That's like the most Canadian image ever.
Yeah.
If the goalie was a beaver, maybe that's the only thing they wasn't.
Wow.
Well, speaking of northern climes, You'll be upset to know that the Eel Poot Festival has been canceled. I really hope I'm saying that right. Eelpout.
Are eels involved?
It is a fish that looks like an eel.
Weird.
And it's in Minnesota. And
is it canceled from low attendance?
No, the attendance is attendance is too high because there's such an impact on the environment. And they have it around Leech Lake. I'm really sorry. I'm going to miss it. No more Eel Poot Festival on Leech Lake. That's like a boggle thing. Or what's that game where you just get random words?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this article is, seems like.
Mad Libs, yeah.
Yeah, that's just it.
Throw some words together. Exactly. Hope they make sense.
But they've been doing this for 40 years. And I guess it's got a victim of its own success.
Yeah, well, maybe... Instead of Strawberry Festival, we should consider.
Eel pooters are welcome.
Eel Poot Festival.
I think they got to work on the marketing aspect of this. Oh, geez, they love our eel poots. Well,
goodness gracious.
Yes.
Well, in Colorado, there's a mystery. I don't know if you've heard of this, but. Apparently, it's been happening since mid-December, but there have been swarms of drones spotted flying between eastern Colorado and western Nebraska. And as of now, and they come mostly at night. Oops, she's Louise. That's my mother-in-law.
Don't even talk about the drones, or they'll come call
she's
you.
Pissed.
Don't talk about the drones.
Maybe we know who's behind them. But apparently, there's swarms of them. And they typically are seen spotted between the hours of sunset and midnight. But
really?
It's like this massive, coordinated effort to figure out who's at the bottom of it. So Colorado Governor Jared Polis?
The governor doesn't
yes. know? No. And apparently, there's like this task force that's been put together. And they've been... basically checking off all the drone companies in the area and Amazon, because, you know, Amazon's testing with drones, but they say they don't have anything to do with it. So they're just going through all these organizations that could potentially know what's going on, but they still haven't figured it out. So this has to be a story we come back to, but I mean, you could.
Are people shooting them? They got to be shooting them.
I don't know.
I would shoot them.
Yeah. It freaks me out because I mean, who knows if they're. I mean, they're supposed to be registered with the FAA and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
They're considered a plane by the FCC or FAA, not the FCC.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always afraid. Like, I'm always outside in my backyard naked, sunbathing. And I just, you know, it's an invasion of privacy.
Totally. It could, it's not good.
Nobody needs to see that. Yeah, that is really weird. So I think, of course, it's aliens. Because they're going to disguise themselves as something we're familiar with.
Yes.
I mean,
and if it's that late at night, you probably can't make out the drones super well.
You can hear them.
Ooh, that's a freaky sound.
It is. Yipes.
Want to know what I used to? There used to be a Vashon mystery for me before I even moved here full time. So we'd always been, I've been here for 4th of July since, I don't know, for 12 or so years. And we'd stay at my in-laws' place and every morning on 4th of July, I'd hear these like zzzz. And I was like, I would wake up. It'd be really early in the morning. I'd wake up and I'd look out at all the windows and I could see anything. Turns out it was the speedboat.
Hydroflow,
I was convinced there was this like an annual alien invasion of Vashon.
I mean, who wouldn't?
It's a very unnatural sound.
It is. And it's very pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, let's see here. What else we got going on in the world? Okay, I got a trend for you. You may want to do this because Rio may or may not need this. But it's a new trend in dog accessories.
Ooh.
You know, like sweaters. And this is a glittery scrotum pouch. So, if you feel your dog is being unrepresented at the dog park, this might put a little sparkle in her step.
Oh, wow. Sadly, this doesn't apply to Rio as of a month ago.
Ouch.
Poor guy.
You got to hang up your sparkly pouch. they do work. I mean, when I run around the yard, mine does grab
attention. When you're sunbathing.
Yeah, I'm sunbathing. So they do catch attention, but yeah, who thought of this?
I don't know. And apparently the more I read about glitter, it's not good for, cause it's a bunch of plastic pieces.
Oh,
they can get into the water.
Well, then you're sniffed. Get it? Yeah. Okay.
So there's many things wrong with this story.
Glitter's probably down the list of things wrong with this. Like, who's the first guy to snap one of these on? good dog. What have you done to me?
I feel like a person who wants to call attention to their fact that their mail's not fixed, are they the type of person that would want their dog to have, like, a bunch of feminine glitter? Mm. I don't know.
I don't know.
Very interesting. I wonder what the market size for this new contraption is. Are there amazing
some photos? And they are amazing
for people to enjoy in the comfort of their own home.
Let's get that off so people walking by won't get the wrong idea here at the studio.
we're way classier than that. This is very below us.
Oh my goodness. I got one from Omaha. Omaha police officer pulled over Jeremy Zippay. Z-I-P-A-Y. What's that?
Yeah, Zippay.
Zippay. It's French. And they used a breathalyzer on him. Now what's a 08? Isn't that the typical, you know, above that is when you're drunk driving? He blew 2.5. So that's what, over three times.
Is that like comatose level?
Well, not for Mr. Zippay. he said he was not impaired because he was a professional drinker.
Mm.
So, off you go then. Sorry to have bothered you.
Sorry to have interfered with your
yes.
important work.
You're at work.
Yeah.
You're at work. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Somebody's got to do it.
Who would be a professional drinker? I guess wine, if you work at like a brewery or something.
Yeah, you could be a taster.
Taster. But they're probably not drinking it. Because don't they spit it out? I mean, I might not, but...
you swish.
Yeah, because then you're getting hosed, and down the line, you're not going to... Your faculties will be impaired. Or a sommelier, right? They got to taste wine and...
Oh, yeah.
Make up some big baloney about it, so you can charge you at the wazoo. This might be my first rant of 2020 is sommeliers in the wine industry.
But...
Yes.
One, if this is a pet peeve of yours, I agree. I thought it was all a little bit of baloney until I watched the documentary SOMM, S-O-M-M.
Okay. I will give it a unbiased viewing.
See, watch
but
it.
But I hate it. I can tell you right now.
Watch it. But, and the way they have these tests, it makes me realize that there must be just some people that can taste things that the average person can't, because they pick things out like in blind tests.
Sure.
They can identify a good, like a best of the world sommelier can take a blind test of a like, taste of wine and tell you where it's from, like what region of a country and like what varietal it is and all this stuff. And like they can mark off the tasting notes that then match what the producer says the tasting notes are. Oh,
there are probably people who can do that, and it's probably a lot of practice, and it's a native ability to have taste. Apparently, you can do that with cigars. I used to smoke cigars a lot, and they could say, oh, this is a Cuban, and it comes from this part of Cuba where the soil is blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I believe that either, but it still isn't you like what you like.
Yeah.
Because this is expensive doesn't mean it's going to taste any better. And nothing justifies the price of these things, I don't think.
Totally.
It's just it's like a handbag that's $1,000. It's like, that's not worth $1,000.
Yeah, totally.
You want to pay it because you want to, show your wealth.
Be fancy, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not worth $1,000 to put your credit cards in and your phone, which has a $600 case on it.
Totally. Oh, and you were asking me earlier about Bali and the fact that it's in Indonesia, and Indonesia is exclusively Muslim, but there's a lot of
It's the highest percentage, I think, of any country, or highest number
at
I
least
think.
In that part of the world, probably. Yeah. But actually, the one big hint to that was the alcohol tax was incredible. So alcohol in Bali, maybe this is why we were drinking coconuts at the swim up bar, was incredibly expensive. We came across Chateau Saint Michel, white wine on the wine list, and it was something like the equivalent, we'd have to pay about $100 for.
Well, what would you pay here for that?
I mean, I don't know, less than 20.
Oh, really?
Or maybe 20 high end.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty incredible markup.
Did you have any drinks? Like, did you have a Manhattan?
Nothing that. No, fruity cocktails, like goofy pina colada type.
Did it have a little umbrella?
Of course.
And a sword that had olives on it?
Luckily, no sword, because they are good about not a lot of single-use plastic.
Oh.
So everything was mostly bamboo. No glitter in my drink, thank goodness. But yeah, it was good, and all paper straws and such.
Well, the reason I asked is I had a friend in New York, and she just paid $14 for a Manhattan at a regular. I mean, it wasn't Denny's, but it was it was a French
like a bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my whole night of drinking, $14.
Yeah. And then you think about these college towns where you can get a beer for $1 and in Kentucky or wherever. Yeah. It's just like the range is incredible.
Well, we had some weird blue laws in Tennessee. And on Sunday, the college town, they could not drink. They could not sell beer.
On Sunday.
Sunday. But in my town was the next one over, a little smaller, and they could sell beer after 1 p.m. because everyone's home from church. And God's like, I'm cool with that.
You've done your duty.
Exactly. You were sober during church. Have at it. And it's so funny. You would see this line of cars coming at 1 o'clock from the college town. They hit the first convenience store, sell out of beer, and off they went.
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I remember that phenomena. So what is going on? It is 5 minutes after the hour.
Well, thinking about some of the interesting crimes happening all around the country as we speak, there was an issue, or not an issue, instance of somebody stealing a vehicle in Missouri last week, a carjacker, and it took him a while to realize that in the vehicle that he had just hijacked as he was driving to Oklahoma from Missouri, there was a sleeping passenger and a goat.
Oh, wow.
It was a pickup truck, and apparently there was a passenger and goat inside it. Unclear if like it was actually physically... I'm wondering if it was one of those covered pickup trucks or something, but... Yeah, that's must have been quite a nice surprise for everyone involved.
Oh my gosh, I heard of goat yoga. Now we got goat jacking. Huh?
Yeah, it's apparently the local police department said on Facebook, okay, 2020, it only took you 4.5 hours to get weird. Let's slow down on the carjacking goat napping calls for the remainder of the year.
Oh my gosh. Well,
but he was caught.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I think I can beat that.
Ooh.
Now tell me if this has ever happened to you. January 2nd, so that's second day in, 20-year-old man awoke to discover a male intruder at the foot of his bed sucking on his toes.
Ooh.
He woke up, the victim woke up, and asked the suspect what he was doing. Which I guess is
fair.
Appropriate, yes. The suspect told him that he was there to suck his toes. Then it got to fisticuffs, and the intruder fled after a bit of a fight. I guess it broke up.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't caught him.
Wow.
That's... some real chutzpah.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation.
You really must know your victim quite well, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if the fetish is foot fetish or breaking and entering fetish.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot there. It's a very rich story.
A lot to unpack. Yeah.
Well, now I have a new nightmare to... to add to my list of fears.
Why are you wearing boots to bed? Shut up. I just am. Put in your panic room.
Totally. Well, I think I may get a referral prize for this because I found a job posting that somebody on Vashon might be interested in.
Really?
Apparently there's an advertisement up from AmericanMarijuana.org who is looking to pay somebody $3,000 a month to basically smoke or ingest cannabis.
A cannabis sommelier.
Yes. So we're talking about like interesting, weird jobs like getting paid to drink. Well, here you can get paid to give cannabis a shot, and they're looking for somebody to review a wide variety of cannabis products to give our readers an honest and reliable insight on various products. So you've got to basically do all this cannabis and then write reviews. Hopefully your faculties are with you when you write all these reviews so you can do a...
Do you think they'd want an experienced person or a novice to do this?
I don't know. It didn't really... I'm guessing not a complete novice, but it did say a successful applicant needs to be physically fit and healthy in general to carry out the product reviews regularly.
Well, you got to do push-ups and smoke pot?
Yes. But apparently they'll be paid $3,000 per
Doritos.
Month. Or and Funyuns. Or $36,000 yearly, depending on their experience and their capabilities. I wonder what capabilities means.
Hold on. Isn't 3,000 times 12 months?
I know. That doesn't make
any sense. So
there's
math involved, too.
Maybe it's up to both.
Oh,
so it's like
up to
$3,000 monthly or up to. Same thing.
I wonder, is this like daily, like 8 to 5? You got to be.
I mean, I think it's probably it's the products will be sent on a monthly basis to your address.
And wow.
Yeah, they'll include anything from weed to vapes to edibles to oils to all the varieties.
So you do this all week, and then the weekend comes, you're like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to party.
My job really takes it out of me.
Well, I got something that's a thing in Los Angeles. Someone has been spanking the hippos, and it's not a euphemism. I don't think they're injured, frankly.
Okay.
It lives in the same pool with crocodiles in the wild. So, but a guy, apparently they got a video of a guy jumping the fence and giving a little love pat to the hippo. I guess he couldn't find any toes to suck. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's all the same guy.
Hippos kill more people in Africa than any other mammal.
Yeah, I've heard that they can also move quicker than you'd think.
Yeah, they go like 30 miles an hour.
That's shocking.
Like faster than Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that race, though.
Yeah.
Like in the starter's block.
On your marks.
Yeah, well, they're always portrayed as, you know, oafish friendly caricatures.
Yeah.
That will snap you in half, given the chance. So maybe they do deserve a spanking. You've been a bad hippo.
Hippo. I think my favorite massive animal is the rhino. I think they're so cute.
They are.
And they're very calm and peaceful.
Till they're not. Then they gore your truck. Yes. Although I think I saw a fight on...
another one.
It was a rhino versus a hippo.
Mm.
Like some game reserve at the watering hole. I don't know if he had money on it or what, but the hippo won. He's got this enormous mouth that's wide open, almost 90 degrees. And I don't know, maybe rhino just wasn't into it. But but the poor rhino, because he's got the horn with all his mystique of grinding it up and making aphrodisiacs. I mean, the hippo's got to be like, sucks to be you, that big thing on the front getting poached. I don't think anybody poaches hippos for anything. I think there's a black market for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know, ivory for elephants and the horn for the rhino. Yeah, hippos get a pass.
Yeah. Lucky animals.
Well, you know who has got a hippo problem? Colombia.
Really?
Yes, because the drug lord Carlos, what's his name? You know, he's so wealthy, incredibly wealthy. He imported like two males and a harem.
What's a harem?
Just the females, you know, 6 or 7 females.
Okay.
I guess it was one bull, not two. That'd be a headache. Anyway, so he put them in the local river where he lived because he thought that would be cool. And you can do that when you're the head of a cartel.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, can't get rid of them.
Wow.
There's really not a lot of hippo competition in South America.
Wow.
So that's an invasive species.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Things you didn't know.
Things I didn't know. Well, I know something that you don't know that happened on New Year's Eve.
What happened?
At a small Somerset in the UK pub.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people are just in town or ready for a relaxed evening at the pub to ring in the new year. And who walks in but Nicolas Cage?
What?
And he spent, the Oscar winner spent the total night and like partied away 2019 in this pub, and there's some photos, and it's like, I mean, it looks like a pub at TGI Fridays.
Really?
Like, it's not a fancy where you'd expect to find an actor like him. And he bought a whole round of drinks for everyone in the bar.
Oh. This is sorry about American Treasure number two. This is my apology.
Wow. Yeah, so there's some fun selfies that people got with him. But yeah, that'd be a fun way to spice up your New Year's.
Wouldn't it? I wonder if he just does that. Just like every night. Yeah. Just pops in. Hey, yeah, just happen to be near it.
It must be. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of negatives to being that famous, but it must be kind of fun to like totally up the ante at a party like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I would always said I'd love to be rich, but I wouldn't want to be famous.
Mm.
And I don't think I've got to worry about either one of those. Unless my lottery ticket comes true.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, there's, you know, like, I think who did it correctly was ZZ Top. Because they always wear those ridiculous beards every time they perform, and they're fake.
Mm.
So they can take them off, I think. I'm pretty sure that's fake. And then walk down the street, and like nobody knows who they are.
Wow.
Unless you choose to tell them.
Yeah.
I think that's a true story. I don't know.
Ay, ay, ay.
I would go around like a Mexican wrestler, just with a, you know, big mask on my face. So nobody knew who I was. Maybe not.
Rethink that.
So a man is getting some pushback for his proposal to his girlfriend. Let's see if yours was as romantic as this guy.
Okay.
You know how when they say, will you marry me? And they got the little box and they pop it open and there's a, you know.
Fancy ring.
Yeah, fancy ring. He did the same, but instead of a box, it was a little case of chewing tobacco. Skull. you know the thing that kind of fits in your back pocket? Yeah, so he flipped it up.
For the chew or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. And there was the ring.
Was it nestled among
yep.
all the tobacco?
Yep.
Ew!
Yep. So, okay. Was yours as romantic as that?
I don't think I can top that, but...
Hmm.
Yeah, it was just a boring box.
Oh, well.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I famously, my soon-to-be wife said, you know, we should get married. And I said, the idea has merit.
What every woman wants to hear.
And boy, that's one of the last things I heard, too, in my 7-year marriage. Poor woman. She had to suffer with me. All right. What else is going on?
Well, another disgruntled bean is a husky, again, in the UK.
A husky dog
started a house fire when he was left home alone and pissed off. He switched on a microwave that had a package of like, bread rolls in the microwave, and it began to burn, causing a small fire. And luckily, the owner identified it pretty quickly because he had one of those like smartphones that's attached to like a dog camera or whatever in the house, and was able to bring the firefighters there to quell that. But I leave Rio at home sometimes by himself, and it makes me nervous now.
That's a weird one. What was in the microwave?
Package, unclear if there's plastic on it or not, but bread rolls were left in the microwave.
Who would leave that in a microwave?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, sometimes like if you're running out of space, you might throw things in the oven. You do that to the microwave too.
Oh, wow. Did you, I didn't save the article, but I read about people in, South Carolina, I want to say, and they were cooking a pizza in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And it started smoking more than, you know, like, oh, what's going on? And they opened up, and there is a burnt up snake in there.
What?
There was a snake in the oven. And they put the pizza in and turned the oven on, and hubba bubba.
Ay, ay, ay.
You think anchovies are bad.
That's worse. That's worse than the story my friends and I had. We rented an Airbnb in rural Virginia along this river one summer, and we turned on the oven to preheat it to cook some dinner, and nobody had checked the oven beforehand because, I mean, most people, that's fine. You just preheat it. And somebody had left like a tray of I don't know if somebody forgets this, but a tray of cookies that were already baked when they must have been just left there. And so it just started burning. We were like, what is that burning smell? And we open it up and it's all these like tar colored cookies.
Well, to speak to your fireman story,
mm-hmm.
I do have one myself, and this is out of England, and this person had a pet parrot, which I think is weird to begin with, but whatever. And it got out,
okay,
and it got on the rooftop, and it wouldn't come down. So I thought, well, maybe it's injured and it can't come down. So for 3 days, it's up on the rooftop. And
interesting.
The owner calls the firemen, and they go up, and they get a little food in a dish, and the ladder goes up, and they're sitting up next to the parrot, wooing it down, and the parrot says, F off.
Literally says that.
Literally. I'm censoring it, but they said the unfiltered word, F off. So, what do you do then?
I don't know.
Like, okay, well.
Do you heed his request?
I think they were a little bit more stern and caught it and brought it down. But come on, man. That's why birds are weird. Weird because they live so long.
And smart, I think, sometimes.
Some of them. The corvids are pretty smart. But I mean, like a gray parrot, what, lives for 130, 40 years? Like, you gotta will that to somebody. You don't even know if they want it. The person isn't even born yet. It's gonna get this bird. Weird.
Weird.
Well, let's see. What else we got going on here before we have to wrap her up, man? I got a doctor that cracked his own knuckles for 60 years on one hand only to prove that it doesn't cause arthritis.
And does he have arthritis now?
No, he's arthritis free.
And then did he document this all?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah, bet he's a lot of fun. What'd you do today? Crack my knuckles? 60 years.
Wow. I hate that sound. Ay. I've never been able to crack my knuckles. I almost have to sometimes my knee now that I'm getting older. Like I have to put into a certain way and it'll crack it, but I've never cracked my fingers. Yeah,
you had knee problems, like injuries?
I mean, nothing. I'm not like a cool athlete with interesting stories behind it, but I think it's just getting older.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Yeah,
a lot of that going around, frankly.
I know, something's in the water. Well, I have a different approach that you can use to really drive home a teaching. There's a teacher, Veronica Duke, who she is a science teacher, and she wore an internal organ bodysuit to teach students anatomy. So she's in this, like, it looks like a wet suit, and it just shows things like the heart and the lungs and the digestion organs and the muscles and everything. So she gave a lesson in this full-on bodysuit.
A bodysuit? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And so, of course, students didn't heed to the no cell phone in class rule, and they whipped out their phones and took photos of this.
Was it front and back?
Oh, front and back, yeah.
Wow.
Totally, yes. Yeah,
so where do you...
When she was writing. I wonder if the gallbladder's there.
Where do you get such an... I'm asking for a friend.
I'm sure the retailer down the road that everyone knows probably has something.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. It is... I got one poopy story.
Gotta have one.
Yeah, we haven't had one this year. Town of Whitewater. They have finally found the serial pooper in the park across from the high school. It's one of their teachers.
What?
Yep. Two years. And 2 years he's been doing this, and they thought it was a homeless person, and then they finally put up trail cameras and this and that, and they caught him like getting into his car. Like, it's
There's a bathroom in the school.
Well, there's a bathroom in the park, too. But he just feels encumbered, I guess. Yeah, so I think that's tenure's not really in his future.
No, imagine trying to get the students' respect after this comes out.
Right. Yipes. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. What can you do?
Well,
this story's not nearly as embarrassing anymore after that story. But there's a county in city of Pritchard in Alabama who basically got 10,000 trash bins, you know, those municipal trash bins that people have to use, done and printed on it. And there's a typo that they're calling embarrassing, but I don't think it's that bad. But instead of saying it's located in Mobile County, it's Mobile Country. So, and they've refused to toss the trash bins, which I think is right. But there's all these puns now floating around about...
A misspelling in Alabama?
What? Yeah, that seems pretty tame to me, but...
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Twitter's all about it.
Well, I got one last story that I want to rant on.
Okay.
And this is an opinion piece I think we should all take heed of.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow, she's my number one person I hate for this, made the 2010s the decade of health and wellness misinformation. Celebrity wellness hype continues in our culture of untruth by both inviting an erosion of critical thinking and promoting what is popular rather than what is true. And I'm always, every time I find one of her articles, they're just ridiculous. But... This is spread. Now you got Gwyneth Paltrow has her Goop brand. Tom Brady has his brand called TB12. Jessica Alba has what they call fear-mongering and pseudoscience-based business currently worth over $1 billion.
Wow.
This is ridiculous. And some of the examples, Victoria Beckham, she has one as well. So that's...
Posh.
That's stupid spice, I guess. So these claims have been things like Gwyneth Paltrow, vaginal steaming, jade vaginal eggs, Kim Kardashian had the vampire facial, David and Victoria Beckham had bird poop facials, and Sandra Bullock had facials with discarded foreskin stem cells. Madonna was into drinking her own urine. And the Kardashians, again, had placenta smoothies. All of these, no scientific merit whatsoever, but they're selling them and making scads of dough. And the one I found so absurd, we had a story on a couple weeks ago. You're probably in Bali, didn't hear it. But this woman's promoting getting sunshine on a part of your body that never gets sunshine. Think about lying on your back and, yeah. Well, Josh Brolin, who is married to, is that Josh? What's the one married to Barbara Streisand?
No idea.
It's a Brolin, isn't it? Jim Brolin? Okay, so he did it. Now he has a burned, let's just say, it's burned where it shouldn't be burned. And so... Guess he didn't put any sun protector down there. Anyway, so I wish everyone could just step back and like, just because these people are wealthy and pretty and doesn't mean what they're selling is good for you or even safe for you.
Right. And you've got to question it when they have a financial interest in it.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
That's usually where things go awry.
Yes. Anyway.
The placenta thing I keep hearing about. They're not, it's not an isolated case. Is that
No, no, it's what they've, there's an industry that grinds up your placenta and puts it into pill form. But, you know, the placenta is a barrier that prohibits bad things from getting to their developing fetus. So it is like the collector of toxins. It is not miracle anything. So this is like not a good thing to.
And I doubt like cave people were doing that. No. Like,
I think
they bury that.
Yes, or walk away. But I think some people say, well, in nature, some antelope do it. Well, okay, that's because it's they want don't want predators not to smell it and come close to their newborn. And it's not that like, oh, look at this nutrient filled. Yeah.
Look at me, amazing skin and hair.
That's right. All because of my, you know, yeah, right. Oh, so anyway, I just, this gets under my skin that people are making such a huge profit of which really invites suffering of their clients. Mm-hmm. They're either delaying treatment that they need or, you know, not getting screened for things like,
or anxious that they can't pay for these crazy things.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely an interesting, I mean, overall, I think it's hopefully good. Is this interest in more holistic living and all that? But I don't think a bird poop facial is going to really change your life.
If you have some science behind it, I'm all for it. It may sound crazy. You know, who thought that mold would you know, develop penicillin from it? But this is not tested. There's no peer review. There's no, you know, the gold standard is a double blind study, and none of this has it. Mm-hmm. This is just somebody's idea of how to make money. And I don't know how they sleep at night. I really don't. Mm. And, okay. I'm getting too serious. All right. So, what else?
Do you have any more stories? I think I'm...
You flat out?
I mean, I'm doing better than the first time I did this show when I had one story.
How about this? This may come in handy. In Zagreb, Croatia, they have opened the Museum of Hangovers, which I should be maybe in the diorama.
Exhibit.
Exactly. Exactly. The exhibits include displays of objects people found inexplicably the morning after a boozy night, putting on our beer goggles. Objects might be people that they found the next morning. They have a tongue-in-cheek selling a Drunkopoly board game. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
These museums, there's a very interesting trend towards unique museums/Hall of Fames, like the, have you heard of the Ice Cream Museum?
No.
Which is apparently, was in New York for a couple years, and now it's in California or something. I've wanted to go, but it's just like a weird, fancy, you pay $10. It's mostly to go take photos because there's like this mosh pit of like sprinkles that you can go in and things like that. It's very little. I think of museums, having lived in D.C., as places you go and there's placards that you read and artifacts that you look through the glass at. And it's not quite that. But
some museums are, you know, as you travel on the back roads, they're almost like a mom and pop, and they're so faithfully and lovingly curated. There's not a lot of science behind them sometimes. Like, we just found this rock and it's pretty. And some of those are really interesting. The people that, you know, man them are more interesting than the things in them.
Yes.
I love going to those little tiny ones that are just so weird. Like, I think we had on the show, was it England had the penis museum? Mm-hmm. You know, the bones and mammal penises. Yeah. So you bit that with your sparkle pouch and hey,
there you
that's
go.
That's a party, man.
Something for everyone.
All right. Well, we are going to end a little bit early.
Class dismissed.
And because we have a great show coming on after us, it's Art Beat. Okay, it's an average show. No, I'm just kidding. And so we'll leave you with our outro music. And thank you very much for listening. Grace, thank you so much for being here. It's always a treat.
Thank you.
And you will be back, you told
probably
me.
Probably next week,
okay,
I think.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
All goes well.
All right. So thank you, Vashon. Take care.